We want to remind everybody that next week we will be back at our home theater at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. You can come see us there. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it is time once again for you guys to answer some questions about the week's news. We have some for you right here. Adam, you remember those famous Life Alert ads everybody used to make fun of?
Fallen and I can't get up.
Right. You know, there's this grandmother with great hair, and she's lying there, and she goes, oh, I have fallen, and I can't get up. And we've been making fun of that.
Did you say gray hair or great hair?
Great. Okay. Really good hair.
Yeah, she did.
Particularly for a woman who's fallen to the floor. She looks good, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Well, they've updated the ads, but now viewers are complaining. They're even demanding the TV stations stop broadcasting the new Life Alert ads. Why?
I'm guessing, because I've seen the new Life Alert ads, because they're so scary.
That's exactly right.
They are terrifying. You watch this woman tumble down a staircase and then a shark eats her or something. It's terrible.
No. So in this new ad, which I cannot recommend you watch because
it will haunt your dreams. Don't Google this.
The camera wanders through this empty house while you hear the plaintive, horrible cries of a woman who has in fact fallen and cannot get up.
And the camera's at the top of the stairs.
Yeah,
She's at the bottom.
And it points down and it kind of like, the camera fades out on her crumpled, weeping form just as you hear the wolves approaching.
I don't think there are wolves.
You think I imagine the wolves?
You might have imagined the wolves.
The wolves are pretty terrifying.
The way I imagine the clown there in the corner.
So this is the trend now. Instead of an actor obviously faking it, we're going to get ads with the stark truth of what awful thing the product they're selling is supposed to prevent. If this becomes a trend, Viagra ads are going to be awful.